Hello, I'm Robert Kramp. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time, we're going to have a snack, and I love science experiments that involve food. I've got some nice fresh bread here, but I'm out of butter. Luckily, I have everything that we need right here to make our own. Now, we're going to start with some cream, because butter is made from cream. Cream comes from milk, and milk comes from cows. If you've ever had milk fresh from the cow, you know that if you put it in a glass and let it sit for a while, it separates. The cream all floats to the top. If you skim off that cream, what you're left with is skim milk. Well, I don't have a cow, so I got my cream from the grocery. When I got home, I left it out on the counter at room temperature for 12 hours. And I know you're thinking, it's gonna spoil. We want it to spoil. We want it to sour a little bit. Inside there's bacteria, and the bacteria are munching away on that cream, changing it, producing something called lactic acid. That lactic acid is what gives it that sour smell, and it also will give it a little bit of a sour taste. But the lactic acid will also add a very nice taste to our butter. It's also doing something inside the butter. If you could look at that butter microscopically, you'd see that it's full of tiny little globules of butter fat, surrounded by membranes, sort of like tiny little water balloons. Only instead of being water balloons, they're butter balloons. That lactic acid is going to weaken that membrane a bit, make it easier for that balloon to pop. And that's what we want to happen. We want all of those little butter balloons to pop so that all that butter fat can get together in one big lump. By sitting at room temperature, something else will happen inside those globules of butter fat. The butter fat will start to crystallize, forming sharp points. It'll be sort of like putting broken glass inside this water balloon. It makes it much easier to pop. But to get them to pop, we're going to put the cream inside this glass jar. Pour it in there. You can smell that sour smell. Not a bad smell, just something to let you know that the cream has changed a bit, that those bacteria have been at work. And now we're going to put the lid on the jar, nice and tight. And we want it nice and tight because now we're going to shake this jar. No, we're not going to shake it all over the place. What we want is nice, slow, controlled shakes. We want about one shake every second. And we're going to continue doing this for about 2 or 3 minutes. Now, at first you'll notice the glass is covered with the cream. The cream inside is sloshing around. But every time we shake that bottle, it's just like taking a water balloon and throwing it against the side of a house. With all of those little globules of butter, all those little butter balloons smashing against the end of the jar, they all start to break, and all of that butter fat starts to stick together into clumps. Okay, it's been a couple of minutes, and you notice something happening. The cream is pulling away from the glass jar. We're starting to see inside now. You can see the butter that's forming in there. That means we're getting very, very close. We're going to give it a few more shakes. Break the last few of those butter balloons. Now we very definitely got a change inside our jar. If we look inside, we see that we now have two substances. First, we've got a very thin, milky substance. Called buttermilk. This is wonderful stuff for cooking biscuits and pancakes and things like that. Get most of that buttermilk out of there. And then we'll set that aside. And then, get a towel here, we're going to rinse our butter because we want to get as much of that butter fat separated from the skim milk as we can. The skim milk eventually will go rancid and that'll mess up our butter. So pour some water in there, give it a good shake, and then pour off that water. And once that's gone, what we have is butter. Now, it looks different from the butter that you get at the grocery. First off, it's not as yellow probably, although that will vary. Quite often manufacturers add yellow color, but the yellow color from the butter comes from a chemical called carotene. It's found in plants, especially in things like grass. So if you're getting cream from cows that are eating lots of grass, it'll have a much yellower color. At this point, we can eat it just as it is, as sweet cream butter. Some people like salted butter, if you like that. Put just a tiny pinch of salt in there, mix it around. At this point, I'm going to take a piece of this bread and test it out. And what we should find is an incredibly wonderful buttery taste from all that butter fat. Mmm. That's good. So, get yourself some cream, a jar, some arm muscles, make yourself some butter. Learn some of the science along the way. Mmm. That's all for this time. Have a wonderful week. But I can't get the top off the butter. Now, I've got some nice yummy bread here, but I can't work the butter.